I'd like to be able to see inside of maybe each of your minds and what you think of when you think of communion. You think, we're doing communion today. What goes through your minds? If we could see everybody's thoughts come up in a little bubble, what do you think we would read about communion? Now, I could take some guesses maybe. I would guess that maybe some of us are ready. We have had a good time with God this past week. We're close with Him. We feel like our relationship with God has been good. And we felt like we've kept a short list of things between us and Him. And so we're ready to participate. Others might be thinking, huh, we've done communion. How many times have I done communion in my life? And here we go again. And maybe you're just a little humdrum about the idea. I was hoping for something more exciting this morning than doing communion. I don't know if that's a thought that's going through some heads or not. Or maybe some of you are on automatic. I know I get to be on automatic sometimes where life is so busy and we have so many things going that we just kind of click through the things that we do in life and we don't really think a lot about them. We don't really engage. We just kind of, okay, it's time for church. Okay, it's time for communion. We go through, we do the thing. And because life is just kind of out of control for us. So maybe that is where you're at. Maybe you're thinking about your plummeting 401k, or maybe you're thinking about the work that you have to do this next week that you didn't get done this past week. I don't know, but it can happen to all of us. And some of you are maybe wondering, why is it again that we do this? Why do we do communion? And that's really where I want to focus before we participate together, on that question, why do we do communion? And that's the question I want to examine this morning. So Vicki, if you could put that, that's right, I got a first slide coming up. Well, the first thing that I see in Scripture is that we observe communion because the Lord told us to. We are to obey His commands. He told us to do this. And if you have a handout, you can fill these out as we go along. I have some blanks for you to fill out. But we observe communion because we are told to do so by Jesus Himself. And we see in 1 Corinthians 11:24, "And when He had given thanks, He broke it and said, 'This is My body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of Me.'" Well, for those of us who are believers and followers of Jesus Christ, for those of us who believe that He is the Son of God, for those of us who believe that He's coming again, for those of us who believe, we are given this instruction from Jesus Himself. He doesn't give it as an optional thing, or subject to our whims or desires or how we feel about it. Why do we observe communion? Well, one of the reasons, plain and simple, is because Jesus said, "Do this." And when Jesus says, "Do this," we should do this. In observing communion, secondly, we are remembering Christ in all that He has done for us in His life, death, and resurrection. And Keith helped us to think about that this morning during our worship time. Remembering back. Remembering what Christ has done for us. In verse 24, "And when He had given thanks, He broke it and said, 'This is My body, which is for you. Do this,'" and we focus on, "in remembrance of Me." Do this in remembrance of Me. Doris has a sister-in-law who several years ago, I think it's over 10 years ago now, that lost a brother in a car accident down in Alabama. And just recently, just as they have done every year since the loss of this brother, this son, the whole family will get together and go off away from the normal stuff that they do and do like a mini vacation together. They'll get a place on the beach or something like that. And part of the reason that they do that is just to remember this brother, to remember this son that they lost over 10 years ago. And I always think it's such a cool idea because, you know, we are so busy in our lives that unless we do those kinds of things where we set aside some time to remember things that are important to us in our lives, we just don't think about them. We forget about those things. And so I think this can relate to why we do this, this time of communion together. It's a time for us to remember Jesus. Now, when we remember Jesus, this is a little different because Jesus not only died, but he rose again. But we don't see him face to face right now. We're looking forward to that day. But it's a time for us to remember him. What is it that I know about Jesus? How has he changed my life? Looking back, yesterday in discipleship group of us guys that met, we talked about and reflected how important it is to look back at times in our life where Jesus has been there for us, and we know that. That he's carried us through difficult times. It's important for us to reflect on those times and to give thanks to God. And those are a huge part of our testimony. Last Sunday also, we heard people give testimonies of how God has changed their lives. And it's such an encouragement to me. But it's also good for us as individuals to reflect back on where we were and where Jesus has brought us today. So it's a time of remembering. And this morning, I really want to invite you to take time for some introspection. Our society isn't real big on this. We don't really like quiet. We really don't like to stop and think a whole lot. We like to be doing. But I'm going to give you some time to sit and think, to lay the things in your mind, to lay them down at Jesus' feet, and to just think on him, to listen to him, to spend some time in prayer. And this is not the only time that we should do this, but it should be a regular habit that we have. Hopefully even each day that we can do this, where we just set everything else aside and we sit down at Jesus' feet and we listen. Listen to what he has to say to us, because he has things that he wants us to know and understand. The third thing, reason we observe communion is we take, and this is not reason why, but we take time to examine ourselves during communion. We find in verse 28 and 29 in 1 Corinthians 11, it says, "A man ought to examine himself before he eats of the bread and drinks of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without recognizing the body of the Lord eats and drinks judgment on himself." Now, I don't know exactly what that means, and I wondered often, what exactly is this judgment that is being talked about here? But there's no question in my mind that this kind of event carries some solemnity with it, some solemnness. It's a time for us to examine ourselves. It's a time for confession, of looking at ourselves and saying, am I right with God? What is in my life that is standing in between me and the Lord in our communication? What is that sin that I just refuse to deal with, that has just kind of been hanging on, that I'm not ready to deal with? What are those things that are standing between you and the Lord this morning? And so before we participate in communion together, we need to take time to examine ourselves. Are we taking this seriously? Do we really recognize and believe in the tremendous sacrifice that was made for each of us? Do we recognize that? Do you and I understand the cost of our sin? Do you stop and think about what the cost of our sin is? What it cost Christ on the cross? Do you understand the cost of moral failure? The cost of your pride? Do you understand the cost of unkind words, of your anger, the cost of your bitterness, the cost of your broken relationships, your careless words? Do you and I understand what Jesus did to pay for those things that seem to so easily present themselves in our lives? Do we stop and think about that? And so this thing of examining is a time for that, to stop and think about all that Christ has done for us, the freedom that we have in Him, and the cost that was, the payment that was given for each of our sins. So this morning, I want you to make sure that you are ready. I don't want you to go through the motions or the habits, but make sure, take some time and make sure that you are ready. And maybe you're here and you're not even a believer this morning. Maybe you have not accepted Christ's sacrifice as payment for your sin. This would be a great opportunity for you to do that, to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Take this opportunity to believe, for the Bible says, "For if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised Him from the dead, you will be saved." If you're not ready to take that step, I'd encourage you to simply observe what happens here this morning. Because this observance is really only for those who have been cleansed by the blood of Christ, who have agreed to follow Him and believe in Him. In observing communion, we are proclaiming His death until He comes. And this is really a statement of faith. We are proclaiming His death until He comes. 1 Corinthians 11:26 says, "For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until He comes." Your participation in this communion service declares to everyone here that you believe, and that you are depending completely on Jesus and His work done on the cross to pay for your sin. So as we observe communion, we are making that a statement to the people around us that we believe that. That we take it seriously. We believe that that is our only way to be right with God. The only way. And so it's a step of faith. As you step out and come forward this morning, think about it. So you take those steps. There are steps of faith, of proclamation. You're proclaiming the Lord's death. And lastly, we observe communion to show our participation in the body of Christ. His life becomes our life, and we become members of each other. We find in 1 Corinthians 10:16-17, "Is not the cup of thanksgiving for which we give thanks a participation in the blood of Christ? And is not the bread that we break a participation in the body of Christ? Because there is one loaf, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one loaf." This event wasn't intended to be done individually. It's important that we are here corporately as a body, doing this together. This one loaf of bread reminds us that we are many people, but we are one body. And remember, we belong to each other. The Bible says that we belong to each other as believers. As you examine yourself, be sure to deal with any attitudes or hurts or bitterness that you may have toward one another, so that we can be participating together here as one body. Take care of those things. If you need to ask forgiveness from someone, do that. Or at least set in your mind to do that at the earliest opportunity. But examine yourself. It's a time of affirmation and recognition of our need for one another. It's an opportunity to affirm each other as members of the body of Christ and to recognize that we have need for one another. So I encourage you to respond to God's prompting on how it is that He wants you to respond in showing your love for the body. And one of the things I encourage you to do after church today is to find a person and affirm them in some way. So if you think of it right now, think of one person here that before you leave today that you can affirm them in what God is doing in their life or how He's using them. Affirm them as a body, as part of the body of Christ. Now, I'm going to give you some time to process some of these things, to think about them, to look them over before participating in communion. Like I said, in our society, we don't do this a lot. We don't stop and slow down. So I'd encourage you to relax. Don't feel like you need to rush forward with what the next thing is, but to spend some time thinking, reflecting, listen to what the Spirit is saying to your heart. Let Him work these things that we talked about this morning. Let Him work them out in your heart, what the Spirit wants to do in you. And respond to His prompting. If you need to take a time to confess some sins before the Lord, spend some time in prayer doing that. I'd encourage you too, if you want somebody to pray with you, I'm going to be available up here in the front, and any of the other elders too, if you would like somebody to pray with you, I'm going to volunteer them right now to pray with you. But if take advantage of that. If you want somebody to pray with you before you participate in communion, I would be glad to do it, and others would as well. So on the back of the sheet there that I gave you, there are some questions. You don't need to use this, but if it's helpful to you, use this as a guide of kind of guiding your thoughts on some of the things that we've talked about this morning. Don't feel like you need to, but if you'd like, use that as a guide. So how we're going to do this is we're going to spend some time. I'm expecting it to be probably at least 10 minutes, maybe longer. And as you spend some time, there'll be some music playing in the background. If you want to pray with people, like I said, get up and do that. If two of you want to get off to the side and pray, or just where you're sitting, feel free to do that. But as you feel ready to participate, you can come on and walk forward here and go ahead and take the juice and the bread, and you can do it up here. You can take it back to your seat, whatever you're comfortable, if you want to participate, however you want to do that. But like I said, don't rush into it. Use some time for reflection and communicate with the Lord. Make sure that you're ready before you come. And so let's do this together as a body.
Thank you.